Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mother ship?
This is the Permission Granted Podcast. Here's DA.
You are listening to Radio History. This is the first ever PGP Plus. We always release the Permission Granted Podcast on a once-a-week basis. But today, because of the events of the show, we had to go and give you bonus content. The first ever emergency PGP Plus being recorded after Friday's show because we unveiled the identity of Chicken Pesto Lady. Miss Chicken Pesto, now known as Caroline Murta, who runs some type of high-powered sales department around here at Entercom. And Miraz finally met who had said you like that big boy to him months ago. Andrew Bogus joins me for instantaneous reaction. Just my first question is, what's going through your head right now?
Well, first of all, as I told you off the air, I wasn't prepared for the woman to be older than us. I thought it was going to be a younger, you know, 35 to 20, kind of younger. Like, that's where I thought the chippiness came from, that she maybe didn't know better and was, you know, whatever.
She was just a saucy 20-something.
Stupid millennials.
Saucy 20-something.
But Caroline Murta, like, I've heard that name before. She's important.
Very.
So, like, I at face value, I'm surprised that she would snap it. Not that he didn't deserve it.
Sure.
But maybe I would have expected, I don't know, I don't want to say refinement, that sounds dismissive, but the fact that she's, like, important and is dropping this bomb makes it simultaneously confusing but also, like, extra amazing.
It makes it extra amazing,
yeah.
Right, because it's not just a 20-something
no.
That's kind of, like, playing around the office. This is a high-powered executive around here that just has an amazing personality and just wants to go toe-to-toe.
Right, now we're in the older woman thing where she, like, knows things that we don't know about. She can teach you things. And then, you know, she's got this ability just to knock Sean down in the middle of the hallway, but also maybe flirting with the younger man that has caught her eye. I mean, there's just so much on the table
well,
now.
Well, she's not that much older
no,
than
but
us.
Again,
she might be our age.
She might be, and we are both almost sirs. But, like, was it Amanda who brought her in? Was
yes,
that her name?
Yeah.
Like, I was expecting someone closer to Amanda's, my presumed age. She could be 60. I don't know, or she could be 19, but she looks to be the age that I would have expected someone to go, yeah, you like that big boy in the hallway at a business.
So, were you a little worried that it wasn't going to be her? It would have been
yes.
A big buildup.
Yes, it would have because, well, I mean, there was always the possibility that it wasn't going to be her just because we were randomly searching every corner of this office to find somebody.
Yeah.
And it began with, that sounds like my friend, whatever. So, I was always open to it to her not being the one. But then, again, not fitting in my mind what I thought this woman was going to look like. Then, yeah, I was even more concerned that possibly this wasn't going to be her.
How about the raspy voice?
Yeah, I know. Listen, all in. I mean, I get it now. I see why Sean was so stunned by it for a number of reasons. I'm still reeling from the sir I got on the train from this naughty millennial. So, like, in the hallway, that voice saying something that might have been flirtatious, I mean, that, yeah, I would have been messed up in the head, too.
You like that big boy. You saw the joy in Miraz's face
yeah.
When you realized it really was her.
Yeah, and I don't think he believed that anyone could find her. So I think he was expecting it not to be her when he was unveiled, but there she was.
There she was. What a wonderful ending.
What a show. I mean, seriously. And he's got kudos to Amanda for bringing in the star and, like, pastel-colored sleeping mask. I mean, it just, yeah. She fit her costume choices fit the motif of the show perfectly, and she's basically a stranger. But she had that, like, that Sean had to wear that. He couldn't have worn, like, the normal central casting, all black, like, velvet one. It had to be extra girlish.
Yes.
With, you know, sparkly stars. It was perfect.
And tiny enough to squeeze the brain out of the top of his head.
Yeah, that happened, too. That did happen.
What a day to go into the weekend, huh?
I mean, thank God for this show. It really is the gift that keeps on giving. And I don't like to, again, to be there and be, to be feet away from him when the amazement came pouring out that we had found her. The only bad thing is I didn't get a Saiwan sandwich.
Yeah,
we need the sandwich now.
We need to all eat this sandwich.
Yeah.
We need to see what the chicken pesto hero is all about.
Right, because maybe we will all like it, big boy or not.
Again, this is a historic day here on the DA Show. Never before have we churned out two PGPs the same week. This is a PGP plus because of what a wild Thursday it was. And I'm off on Friday traveling to Athens for Georgia and Auburn. So we needed instantaneous reaction. And listeners lit up the Twitter saying, you can't leave now. There's too much to talk about. So Mraz slides into the studio now. And Mraz, how are you feeling after all of that now, just maybe 30 minutes removed?
I every emotion you could feel, but most of all, probably stunned. Because I have to be fair, when you said that you had a surprise and you think you might have found the person, internally my belief was, I hate the fact that this is going to blow up in the show's face because it's not going to happen. You're going to find some wannabe who thinks they order pesto and doesn't. But I was so stunned, and I don't know, I've thought about this a lot in the hours and, I'm sorry, not hours, minutes that have passed in the show. Had I not been blindfolded, would I have been so quick to say yes? But I think the blindfold and just hearing the voice and that sensation, I think really helped me realize that this was, in fact, the person. Caroline, right?
Caroline, yes. Yeah. So
does that make sense?
Yes. Well, I wanted the blindfold because I thought it was important for you to hear it, not see it.
Right.
Because you couldn't really describe what she looked like very much. Understandably so. You had seen her for maybe 30 seconds the original time.
Right. And I hate to say this. There are a lot of women who work in that department who look very similar, if you will. Where, like, and because you see them constantly every day, it becomes like a blender in your brain where everybody kind of ends up looking the same way to me.
So, if it wasn't her, would you have said no? It's
yes.
Not her.
Yeah. Actually, that was my hope. Part of me was my hope was because you had built it up, and because you have done so much with Rosenhaus and tried to shove it down my throat. I kind of wanted this to blow up in your face. Like, don't know what to tell you. You got your hopes up for nothing. But how can I lie to the audience when I hear that voice and the tingle goes up my spine?
The interesting thing is, the original time that you heard it, you didn't say she had a raspy voice.
No, but I wasn't so fixated on, because it's not a full-blown Scott Farrell raspiness.
Yeah.
You have to understand, I was fixated on attractive woman. Caroline obviously is. The order itself and the tone and tenor in which she placed the order, it was so delicate. It was as if that sandwich was the most important thing on earth to her. And as a food guy and a big guy, I respected that. So when we, you know, built the team, if you will, of what mattered the most, the slight raspiness in the voice, I think, kind of just got taken away. Like, I didn't know how to mention that, but it wasn't until I heard the voice and realized that that was the voice. You know what I mean?
I loved her quote, "I'm not overweight, but I really like food."
Oh.
Because that's perfect with that order. You have
right.
to really like food to have that order.
Yeah. DA, if I could just take you, now I'm even just playing it back in my mind. Having that blindfold was so well done, too. I couldn't see anything. I'm feeling around like it's Weekend at Bernie's in there. And just to hear her kind of say that from the other side, it felt like I was on Love Connection or something. It was unbelievable. It really was.
It was a really puffy mask that girls wear, women wear to go to sleep. And it was, I guess, what Amanda uses to go to sleep. And it had like stars and moons on it and stuff
right.
like that. And it was so small. It was for her head. Your head's got to be twice her size.
Amanda went to put it on my head, and all you heard was, oh, God. She grunted like that. And I was like, this is embarrassing now. But yeah, that was skin tight. I had indentures all over my head, but it was so locked in and so focused. It really elevated my senses. You know what that made me want to do now that I know it's her and that feeling I got about food and you felt the passion in my heart. I hope it came across that way. I want to go to one of these blackout restaurants now where you can't see anything.
I've never heard of these.
Oh, they have them in New York City, and it always sounded disgusting to me because you don't know what's going on in there. They put you in a room and they will, you know, ask you what kind of food you like, do's and do nots. And they bring you, your significant other, and they serve you in the pitch blackness. and you're eating the food. And the idea is you're supposed to taste food more than ever before because you can't see it, and it's all about just using your taste and smell senses.
Interesting.
Yeah. Talk about a nomad, but you wouldn't be able to see much footage on that thing. But that's what it made me want to do, because now that I was blacked out like that, it made me realize my senses could come alive, especially hearing that voice.
Wow. So Caroline really wants to buy you a chicken pesto sandwich.
How do we not do it now?
Chicken pesto hero.
Because you have to have a happy ending with this, don't you?
Yeah, I agree. So what is it about that order that you found so enthralling?
Well, first of all, pesto in itself is very hit or miss a lot, but...
Especially from a restaurant.
Right. Like, if you go pesto pasta, sometimes it's too much with the sauce.
Yes.
But if you do pesto, a dollop of pesto on a nice sandwich like that, I think it really enhances the taste, and it's unique and it's different. A lot of people, when placing a quick sandwich order at work, we've all been in these offices, you know, mayo, mustard... Russian dressing, maybe. You get real nuts with a Thousand Island. You very rarely get somebody going hardcore on the pesto and emphasizing a sandwich, grilled chicken, pesto. And it's a taste of the grilled chicken. I care about my body, but I'm starving and want to be fat too. And that's what the grilled chicken with the pesto told me. And it just, I think I was in a pesto kind of mood when I heard it. And the way they ordered the sandwich, Caroline, did so sensationally. That, again, when you're hearing a woman, it was like George Costanza. You're hearing a woman and you're hearing that kind of food order. It tickles you. I can't believe we found her.
I'm thrilled, and I feel like she now has to be part of the show.
What are the odds? You put in months of work that we really found her. That's why I never thought it would happen. I was so skeptical as the producer of the show, it does no work anyway, that this is really going to blow up. I cannot believe that was her.
In some ways, I can't either. I thought it was a really good candidate, but I kind of thought, like... this is a 75% chance of working. The other 25% is, if it's not her, I don't know where else to turn.
Right.
Because I have scoured everywhere, and I've been asking everybody, like, who would have this order?
But checks the boxes because she didn't have the cubicle. She had a back office. And when we were walking through, we kind of stayed away from the actual office because, you know, those are usually important people, and we don't want to get them involved. And who would think an important person would be ordering like that, telling me you like that big guy? What a big boy. What an attitude on life.
I know, and...
I'm getting cheery thinking about
it. And the coolest thing about Caroline, now Miss Chicken Pesto, is that she was like, when I asked her, she's like, sounds like something I would say. I said, well, have you ever ordered that? She goes, yeah, I've ordered that sandwich. I said, well, it has to be you. You don't remember saying you like that big boy? She goes, I really don't. Which just means that this is par for the course for her.
It's her personality.
It's her personality. That's her attitude. She would just say that.
Right. To me, that was the biggest thing that happened in my life this year. And to her, it was just another day and another line.
I'm like, boy, you've eaten that sandwich before. Yeah. Sounds like something I would say. I'm like, okay, well, we're 2 for 3 here. I mean, it's got to be. My real fear was that the woman that said that to you didn't work in this office.
I started to think that. I really did. I mean, how could you not after scouring? How many times are you supposed to walk through and wonder? We had multiple salespeople on this for months. It just shows you, like, a lot of times when people question the NCAA with investigations and, you know, how could you not find out anything about North Carolina yet? It's been 2 years. Some of these things just take time to be done right. And this took time, and I'm happy it had a happy ending, and it's going to end with me getting lunch.
Well, I'm glad it had a happy ending, and that happy ending for all of us. And we now know who you like that big boy is.
Yeah, and hopefully that video doesn't go on Facebook so my wife doesn't get wind of it later, or my mother-in-law. So we'll see what the wrath at home is.
Okay.
Goodbye. Right.
And now the woman of the hour. She's been referred to as Miss Chicken Pesto, also Miss You Like That Big Boy, and that would be Miss Caroline, who blew everybody's head open by being the one and only secret guest we were looking for so long. Caroline, congratulations. You're now a star.
Oh, DA, I can't even. It's like an overnight sensation over chicken pesto. I mean, who knew You Like That Big Boy would, like, take me this far? I can't believe it. I'm not kidding. I got back to my desk. My phone's blowing up. I mean, people are tweeting. I'm like, oh, my God. It was amazing. What an experience.
It's amazing because you and I actually know one another from a previous life.
We do.
We both worked at 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston.
Right.
And what was your occupation up there?
So, national sales manager.
Okay. So, I was doing the evening show there, and then I came down here the beginning of 2013 when we launched CBS Sports Network, CBS Sports Radio Network. And you had been up in Boston. That's where you're originally from.
Exactly.
And then only, what, less than a year you've been down here?
Right, about 8 months.
8 months. And so this must have happened in the first 4 months or so that you were here.
It did. It was early on. Because I didn't know many people, and I didn't even know who he was.
Yeah.
You know, I was just being like, hey, I'll make a friend.
So do you remember saying that?
I do.
Oh, you do?
I do. Okay. I do. I didn't, when Amanda came in to me, you know, it caught me off guard.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know, it does sound like something I'd say. And then as things went on, I was like, oh, yeah, that was me.
Okay, you because know? When I first said hello to you right. and through this whole thing, we kind of circled back, and then I came, because Amanda connected you and I both.
Right.
And I said, does that sound, did you say this? You said, it sounds like something I would say, but I don't remember saying it.
Right.
But then what, when you saw Mraz again, you're like, oh, yeah.
I was like, I totally remember who he is. You know, it's like, and like I said, I was so new. And this building, this facility where we are, it dwarfs anything in Boston. Boston's a village anyway, compared to New York.
Yeah.
And I love both cities. But this building, there's 750 full-time employees. I mean, just on the two floors where we are. So I still don't. I have a hard time still finding my office after 8 months. Never mind getting to know all the on-air people.
So is that a go-to order for you, chicken
pesto?
Oh,
it's a definitely go-to order.
Okay.
Oh, it's amazing. And it's like, you know, and I love the city, too, because you get it within 2 seconds. Before you've said, do you like that big boy? And then, you know, you've hit send or whatever. They're downstairs in the lobby ringing you. It's like it's here in an instant. But, yeah, the immediacy and the deliciousness of the chicken pesto sub is like not to be. I mean, it's unequaled. It really is unequaled.
So is it grilled chicken?
I believe they do grill it. It's not deep fried or whatever, but it is grilled. It is breaded. Maybe it is fried.
Okay.
It could be fried. It's like it's a chicken cutlet.
It's a chicken cutlet.
Right.
And then you want some pesto on top of it.
Just a little pesto, lots of cheese, extra heavy sauce, extra more cheese, like the Romano or, you know, there's the melted cheese. And then there's, you know, that Romano tastes a little bit different. So it's like the blend of everything together. And I did say this when we were on air. I'm not a large woman.
No, you're in incredible shape.
No, I just like to eat. And I love me a big guy that likes a sub, you know, and he just fit the bill. He really did.
You know, Caroline, you're kind of blowing up my reality because with all the winning Boston is doing, it's so easy to hate Boston sports fans. It's so easy. You guys are so obnoxious about it. And yet, here you are, and you remind me why I love Bostonians, which is the attitude and the realness, and just like there's nobody puts up any pretenses.
Oh no,
nobody's trying to think they're not.
Absolutely not at all. And I feel New York's the same way too. But you know, we are winning in Boston, and it's been hard here. I've had to like sort of, you know, skulk around a little bit,
tone it down a little bit.
Oh yeah, you know what I mean? Because in Boston, as you know, it goes like Tom Brady, Big Poppy, then Jesus. You know, right. That's like who we are. And there's so much pride in that. And I come here and I'm trying to just like I said, tone it down. I actually now I sell the Yankees, the Mets are here, like, you know,
yeah.
The Giants, the Jets. I mean, we have it all here, you know, under the sort of Entercom umbrella. So
yeah.
I've had to be a real quiet Boston fan.
Well, I just love that you have the attitude to be able to cover the phone and look at Mraz and say, yeah, you like that big boy. Because you must have seen, like, the gleam in his eye.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't looking at me. He was just listening to the, I mean, I was way secondary. It went chicken pesto way up around, like, 500, and I was probably around the 100 level. If you're looking at, you know, the meter. And, I mean, the chicken pesto was buried in the red, for sure. And I could just tell he wanted it so bad. And that's why I was like, you like that big boy, you know?
Yeah. It's great. Well, now you've become an eternal member of the show. I had people say, you can't take off tomorrow's show because we need to talk about this. And so I had to do this emergency podcast. So you're now a star.
I'm so excited. I'm like, I've gone all Hollywood. People are like calling up wanting to buy like radio time. I'm like, nah.
Nah. Not today.
Yeah.
I got stuff to do.
I'm
a star.
Yeah. I'm trending. Well, the chicken pesto sub is trending.
Caroline, it is awesome to have you part of the show.
So nice to reconnect with you, DA. Thank you.
You got it.
Okay.
There you have it, guys. I got tweeted as soon as the show was off the air. You can't leave us now, DA. We need to talk about chicken pesto, lady. We got to talk about you like that, big boy. So I said, you're right. I cannot leave the show on a Friday, have this huge revelation happen on the final segment of Thursday's show, and then not return until Monday. I'm doing Sunday morning football, but my guess is talking about you like that big boy in the middle of Sunday morning football. It's not quite what that audience is looking for on Sunday morning. So I hope that you enjoyed the PGP Plus. I think it was well worth it. And I got to be honest, from my standpoint, I wasn't going to rest until we exhausted all options. But the farther we got away from the moment that happened over the summer, the less hope that I had. And until I met with Amanda, and I knew that Amanda knew everybody around here. She's like the great connector. She's always talking to everybody around here. She's got a great personality. Everybody really likes her. And I just said, if Amanda doesn't know where this woman is, then we might never find her. But I've got to exhaust all options. And when Amanda said, you know, I think Caroline, my friend Caroline, sounds like something she would say. I said, let's follow this thread. And I'm so glad that it worked out, because now Caroline's a member of the fraternity / sorority forever here on the mothership. I mean, she's just brilliant. Is that not one of the great single sentences ever? Yeah, you like that big boy to Mraz as he's ogling her, ordering a sandwich. It's just perfect. So onward and upward, the case of the chicken pesto sandwich has been solved. I'm heading down to Athens, Georgia for Auburn and Georgia. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this PGP Plus. I couldn't let you down. I'm glad you tweeted me, all of you guys, as soon as the show was over, saying, we need more, we need more, we need more, because I wouldn't have thought it, but you're right, we did need more. Enjoy your weekend. I'll see you for Sunday morning football. Remember to download the PGP everywhere podcasts are available, and also on our website, daoncbs.com. Until next time, just try to make sure there's enough pesto in your chicken sandwich, because if not, you're probably doing it wrong. Permission granted podcast. Disconnect.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.